Being a diligent band student pays off. That's the message teacher Susan Brandt Ferguson wants to send her fifth graders, who are currently snacking with concentration on the floor. Most have ice cream mustaches.
We have Crunch Bars and Rainbow Popsicles.
This is the annual No Tardies Ice Cream Party. About half the fifth grade band got a surprise invitation this morning as a reward for coming on time with their instruments throughout the year.
Okay, thanks for coming.
Brant Ferguson says her approach to classroom discipline is focused on positive reward rather than punishment.
And if it's about their effort rather than my effort to control them, then the balance is right. So.
And balance is a key ingredient in the evolution of a fifth grade band. You may remember our story from the beginning of the school year. Students in the fall were just learning how to produce a sound and hear themselves over 82 others. Eight months later, they're learning how to play their own part while also listening for each other.
One and two, 21, those folks.
Now they're starting to learn enough control that they could maybe back off a little bit and listen for someone else. Like in Pirates Parade, there's one part where everyone's playing except for the flutes. And then the flutes come in. And if everyone else doesn't back off a little bit, we will never hear the flutes.
But if they do, there will be that balance, which is exactly what happened Monday nights when Pirates Parade debuted with a unique solo from Tanner Steinson screaming into his French horn. Each section performed a solo, and during instructor Mike Kernine's arrangement of Louie Louie, the fifth graders enthusiastically popped on a pair of sunglasses.
Dun, dun. It's a great pet band tune.
The laid-back look doesn't fully convey just how much work Brant Ferguson and her students have put into this performance. Some of that practice happens at home. Heather Ford's daughter, Bridget, practices the clarinet half an hour at a time.
It's usually 3 to 4 times a week that she'll do that.
That's really good for practicing.
Yeah, sometimes I think she does it more because she likes to hear the dog howl. She says the dog's singing with her.
And Bridget has come a long way too. In the beginning, she says, I was squeaking every other note.
My dog would howl and howl and howl, and I would keep playing and keep playing and keep playing.
But all that practicing eventually paid off. Brant Ferguson went so far as to prove that to her students. Midway through the concert, she plays them a recording of their very first song, Hot Cross Buns. The fifth graders are turning pink at the sound of themselves at the beginning of the year. A few are curled into their laps trying to stifle laughter.
On that day, those fifth graders, these fifth graders, were very proud of themselves and should be because they were doing it. Awesome job for having played their instrument for 4 weeks. But boy, have we come a long way.
A long way. And after the concert, trumpet player Cooper Lewin told me they sounded even better than they did in practice.
I think everybody was so nervous that they just like brought it all together.
Some of these students will carry on with their musical craft in middle school. That's when Brant Ferguson says she got hooked on her instrument, the saxophone. And she wants her students to experience that love affair too, finding an instrument that fits them like a glove. She plays a sax for a class of fourth graders now. They're at the start of their band journey, and Brant Ferguson goes above and beyond for these students too, letting them slowly try out every instrument in the band to see what they like best.
Yeah, do it again. There you go, you got it figured out. Good for you, Haley.
And so, another cycle of fifth grade band begins, not with trumpet fanfare, but with a squeak. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.